T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness. Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
You know what we want from life, of course, varies from person to person. But one common goal shared by most is the desire to travel. Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo, immediately following the 11:30 news, let's fly away.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for windy and warm today with clouds and a few sunny breaks. The temperature could approach the record, a high of 76. Then tonight, cloudy and windy with rain at times, primarily after midnight, a low of 57. And then tomorrow, an early morning shower around, otherwise clouds breaking for some sunshine late in the day, a high of 65. And then mostly sunny skies for your Monday with a high of 58. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Brandon Buckingham.
Thanks, Brandon. Partly cloudy and windy, 68 degrees in Buffalo.
Use paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. I know I am. And part of that reason is because we get such great advice from so many wonderful people out there. Now, it's Justin Amherst at the Senior Citizens Center. And I have to tell you, I ran into so many people who said they love this show because of the information and the help that we can give people. And that's what we're all about here on Senior Radio. So you're going to find that today, certainly, in this upcoming segment, because we're back on the line with Roxanne Sorensen, who is the owner of Elder Care Solutions. She actually founded it. Now, Roxanne's got 25 years of experience advocating and implementing services for older adults and their caregivers. Roxanne will link the case manager, which in this case would be someone from her company, with social workers and medical professionals to assist the elderly and those who need help navigating the system. And isn't that like 99% of us? You know, a lot of us think, hey, you know, my kids are going to be helping me with that. Well, a lot of people don't have kids. What are you going to do about these decisions to come? And where are you going to get the help before you need it from a crisis situation? Okay. And if you're contemplating giving more care to a parent, and you're saying to yourself, if I do any more, I'm gonna have to quit my job. You shouldn't have to quit your job to take care of a loved one, especially when we have people like Roxanne Sorensen in town. And a lot of people don't have a quote-unquote elder care solution, but we do here in Western New York. So, Roxanne, it is awesome to have you with us.
Thank you, Linda. I'm glad to be back.
Listen, we have got Veterans Day coming up, and our veterans are so important. And it's important to know what we don't know, because I do believe that a lot of people think, well, if you're a veteran, you can have all of your services taken care of at the VA. You don't need maybe any extra advice or any extra help. And as you and I both know, that's not true.
Agreed, and shout out to all the veterans mm-hmm. for their service and their families, including my dad. You don't have to be boxed in. Using the VA system, I advocate 100% for. Using them to get medical care, benefits, entitlements, but you can also piggyback those benefits with other services within the community. So it's a collaboration of services, the VA medical, the VA financial. They have a wealth of information, a wealth of services that many do not access, or they don't realize how many layers there are that someone might qualify for. For example, I have a couple, husband and wife right now. He's getting what's called home-based primary through the VA, and the medical team comes right to the home to do all his doctoring in his home. He's homebound, and they're able to manage him and let him stay home longer. So I've linked him with the VA. We've gotten supports through them, medical equipment, other services, but on top of it, I'm able to bring in outside providers through private agencies, so additional home care services. We've linked him now with the Medicaid system, so he's now intertwined with two major systems to help remain at home, to stay with his wife, to stay happy, and it's all working together, which most people think you have to have one or the other,
right,
when you don't have to think that way.
Right, you don't, because you know probably more about the VA than they do, and like you say, there may be services that the VA can't offer you. You don't know to ask for them. It's just because we just don't know everything as a potential patient.
Agreed. It's complex. There's no roadmap that they give us to say, okay, we've now hit the aging world and do A, B, and C. It doesn't work that way. Everyone's different. It could be a financial need. It could be a medical need. I always encourage the vets, at least link with the VA. At least go once a year, because then you're in. If something changes in your life and we need a lot more services, we don't have to wait to go through the application process and see your first primary visit. You don't even have to change medical providers if you go once a year. You can still see your out of the VA providers. So there's a lot of misconception of what VA can and can't do. And I think the more knowledge people have about the benefits, the better off they are. And it does apply to a widow or a widower. You know, there are financial benefits that they might be entitled to help remain at home with home care or help pay for assisted living. There's so many roads to go down, and I always say, why not ask? Even if they say no, maybe today you don't qualify, but maybe the rules change in 6 months and you do. Never close the door on the VA at all.
You know, Roxanne, I love speaking with you, because what we need to do is back up, because people may be hearing you for the first time, and remind people that we're talking to all who are listening about your future, okay? What is going to happen? Let's say you live alone, or you live with a spouse, and all of a sudden, because we might be okay today, but we can all have something happen to us tomorrow, okay? Let's
Agreed.
Just say we end up in the emergency room, okay? We break a hip, okay? That happens to everybody
right.
every day. What are you going to do after that? What are your wishes? Now,
right.
if you're stuck in the emergency room and you're thinking about the pain and you're not thinking from 1 hour to where you are, what happens is that once you're in an emergency situation, your options get reduced, because you really don't know what your choices
right.
are, or you may be hearing what they are from someone who doesn't know themselves and just telling you off the top of their head what they think. What people need to do is think about their future, their wishes, and then sit down and have a conversation with you so you can alert them to all of the possibilities out there and what they're able to access for themselves. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, I'll just do this, or I'll just go down to the corner and, you know, and rehab there. Or, gee, if I have to go to a nursing home, I'll get into the one by my daughter. These are not options that you may necessarily have. And to leave these things to the last minute really, really is inviting a lot of chaos into your life.
I agree. The more information you give yourself and the knowledge base, even if it's not happening today, it's better to have a pre-plan than it is to deal in a crisis situation. And knowledge is power. I've always said that. So just a baseline of information is important. Knowing what services are out there, and that's what we do for families. I will paint you a realistic picture. It may not be the picture you want to hear, but it's the realistic picture of the services, the cost, what the person does and doesn't qualify for. I'm not going to put somebody into an assisted living that can't afford a private pay status and just say, well, here you go. I did what I had to do. You're in, but in 2 months you got to move again. You want to have someone who's looking at your whole picture, your body, your mind, your finances, your safety. It's all about the awareness of the individual and then customizing that plan around that individual. For example, Monday, my whole day was planned out to the T at my office. Great. Get to the office, my mother's driver on the way to dialysis calls, your mother's altered, something's wrong. My day stopped right there because I was then on the way to the hospital because my mother wasn't what she was like the day before. So not only do we work it, do we live it, and even though I'm in the system and I do this every single day, I get frustrated. I get flustered. You know, I still have my dad at home with me managing his medical care, my mother's medical care. And I'm like, what would I do if I didn't know what I'm talking about? And even though I'm in it, I get overwhelmed. So I can't imagine with someone with less knowledge of this not feeling the chaos in their lives and wondering what to do.
Not to mention how quickly some things change, like these laws, and what you might have had 5 years ago doesn't exist today. And Roxanne,
or even 6 months ago, yes.
Exactly. And now Roxanne has 25-plus years of experience advocating and implementing services, okay? And, you know, as you would not think about moving forward in your senior years without having a will, you really don't want to think about for your person, the person you are right now, moving forward without having Roxanne Sorensen in your corner, because Roxanne can advocate for you just like your will advocate for you later on when you're not here. But you are still here, and we want you here for a long time. So let Elder Care Solutions work with you. Find out what your options are today. So if something were to happen tomorrow, you have control. You don't have to make 50,000 calls. You just call Roxanne and she starts to put your plan in place.
Loss of control equals chaos. Chaos mm-hmm. equals anger, frustration. I have children who have been always close to their loved ones. They get frustrated. Now they start to resent their loved one. Doesn't have to be that way. I can say that because I've been that person mm-hmm. the same way everyone else is. And it's complex. Sometimes you just need to let it all out and know that there is direction to go in, and you're not alone in it. And when they know they have a professional at their side, things run smoother. There may be hiccups. There's nothing is perfect. But you have someone to bounce the ideas off of and feel like you're not alone.
I want to give Roxanne's number in case you're waiting with a pen, and I can certainly understand why. It's 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. You can log on to eldercarewny.com. You know, when you talk to people about aging, people have this fear. Well, what is the fear? Well, the fear is losing independence. The fear is losing control. The fear is decline. If you didn't have to lose those things, that power over yourself, you would be facing the future probably in a lot more positive way. Roxanne can help you with that. You don't have to lose any of that if you work with someone like Roxanne and let them know what you're expecting, what your wants are down the road, and let her start to pave the way for you so it can actually come true for you.
It's definitely a windy road, and I appreciate you saying all of this, Linda, because truly being alone in this is scary. Mm-hmm. I live it, I breathe it, I know the terror personally, and no matter what, I'm so glad I have my peers who work in my office or trained professionals that I can even give ideas off of, including my own family. I can't look at my parents' situation realistically. It's great to just have that individual just to turn to and say, what about this? What do you think I should do next? Because there's nobody else out there that knows the system like someone that's been in this field. And I think you just got to know it's okay to ask for help.
Right. To have to know of the power is to have the power. We have to leave it there with Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions. 823-1476, eldercarewny.com. She puts you back in control. Elder Care Solutions for you and your loved ones.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
We're back, everybody. Senior Radio Buffalo back on the air here on WBEN. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey channel, listen, folks, if you're out of town, you can still come with us as Senior Radio Buffalo enjoys another wonderful vacation trip. And the next one we are talking about is the Greece Island Hopper, featuring Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini. If you have only seen these incredible places on the History Channel, believe me, this is your time to jump in and go with us. And before we get to that, let me tell you something. If that quickens your heart, let me explain something. Did you know your blood travels fast? In fact, it only takes between 20 and 60 seconds for a drop of blood to travel from your heart through your body and back to your heart again. That's amazingly fast. I had no idea it was that fast. But like I say, maybe your heart rate is picking up as we're starting to talk about travel, because everybody wants to go somewhere. And it is so incredible to be able to offer you this wonderful, wonderful trip. And I have two experts standing by who are going to make this happen. We have Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant. She's here locally. You can go ahead and visit with Denise. You can call her. She can tell you all about this trip. Why? Because she took this trip on her honeymoon. And this is a girl who's been to a lot of places. This is the one she chose. Her number, I'm going to give it to you early, 716-417-7824, or go to Denise at Travel Brilliant, Colette.net. So we have Denise here locally, and we have Kevin Ferguson, who is with Colette Travel, who put the whole trip together and can tell us a little bit more about that. But this is going to be the trip of your dreams. We're going to get over there. We're going to enjoy Athens. We're going to take some time on those islands, Mykonos and Santorini. You'll have time to breathe, time to unpack. And Denise is going to tell us a little bit about the free time that's available, which, you know, Denise, I hear a lot of people who talk about tours and they say, oh, they have you up and going, going, going. This tour is a little different.
Yeah, this tour is a great combination of both planned activities, because there's things we're going to want to see. In Athens, we're going to want to go to the Acropolis. We're going to want to learn about the history. We're going to want to make sure we have a guide that's making sure we don't miss anything important. But we have these picture-perfect islands. Of course, we're going to want some free time. So this itinerary is about a half and half mix. There's a lot of free time. And the beautiful thing about being in the Greek islands in Santorini and Mykonos is that these are small islands. You're not going to be overwhelmed with choices and things to do. They're not big cities. They really are conducive to a leisurely pace with lots to do. And so I think for anybody who's looking for a little mix of adventure and a little mix of relaxation, and that's why we chose it for our honeymoon, this is the perfect destination.
Yeah. If you're going to bump into anybody on one of those islands, it's probably going to be someone from our trip, Denise, right? Because I have a funny feeling this one is going to sell out and sell out early. Kevin, it looks like Colette has put together the perfect 11-day tour.
It really is. I mean, when we have polled our travelers over the years, people, when they think of Greece, they think of course, the ancient ruins, but of course, the whitewash buildings, the water, the history. And this trip has really it all right there. This journey here, this experience being a multi-day, or I should say multi-night stay, with having the proper time to experience Mykonos and Santorini, those who have been to this part of the world already, maybe on a Mediterranean cruise that were teased in the past, they're really going to have the opportunity of seeing it, exploring it, appreciating it, and not having to rush back on to their form of transportation to get to the next spot.
It's going to be
it's really
incredible.
An amazing journey.
And I see those. In fact, we have these great brochures. And folks, if you visit with Denise or you head over to her website, you can see all these great pictures. You can do this through Colette as well. And that between that blue sky, the blue Aegean Sea, and those gorgeous white buildings with the blue domes on them, it's exactly the kind of thing it's a vacation for your eyes after a long winter here in Western New York. This is a popular trip. People are calling already. People are ready to go. And I don't know, Kevin, how you keep the price down. The double is $51.99, and that's incredible for everything that's going to be prepaid for as you get there.
Correct. This is a land and air inclusive experience. So first of all, we are going to be whisking you and the rest away from Buffalo across the border to Toronto, where we'll have better opportunities for flights and across the pond overnight, getting us there and, you know, having centrally located or strategically located hotels throughout this journey, the inclusions, many meals, having, you know, the high-speed ferry that we're going to be taking from one island to the other. Oh, then at the end, I forgot to mention here, we are going to be flying back from Santorini back to Athens.
Ooh.
So again, there is a flight, an interflight that we have included on this as well. So, you know, just to make it a little bit more expeditious there. This is really an amazing journey. So if you have not been to this part of the world, or if you're worried about, oh, does anybody speak English over there? Everybody speaks English on these islands. Don't you worry a thing about it. And you'll be just so glad that you have chosen to live your life and explore, especially after the last few years of being hunkered down.
Oh, yes. And if you're wondering, the dates are May 18th to May 28th. But if you are so inclined, Kevin, you can actually take an extension available to nearby Turkey.
That's correct. So what we're going to do is we do have an extension that's available to Istanbul, Turkey. And so when the journey ends in Greece, what we will do, we will make our way to Istanbul. And again, this is considered to be the bridge between the East and the West. Istanbul, central hub for cultures and stories of the Byzantine and Ottoman empires here as well. And again, if you know the, some of the different things, the Turkish cuisine, if you have kebabs or gyros, also this this area claims its fame to those different dishes as well. Again, with places like Istanbul, we'll have a local guide bringing us to places like Hagia Sophia, which is the Church of the Holy Wisdom. Go to the Blue Mosque, get into the spice markets and the artisan crafts, the buzzing energy, the exciting vendors. It is just an awesome way making your way through that grand bazaar. And your friends that don't go on this trip, Linda, they're going to ask you a simple three-word question. How was it?
Mm-hmm.
Your simple yet profound three-word answer back, you missed out. You missed out on the trip of a lifetime with Senior Radio Buffalo, Colette, and Travel Brilliant.
And as Denise has says, we're looking at three hotels. It's a leisurely pace. Day 2 and 3 is in Athens. Day 4 through 6 is in Mykonos. Day 7 through 9, we're in Santorini. And day 10, we head back to Athens. And it's really, really going to be something. And weather at that time, 60s and 70s, that's warmer than it is in Buffalo. And as Kevin has told us before, this is before that very, very hot weather descends upon this part of Europe. And it's also before you see so many cruise ships that all of a sudden you get flooded with people. This is before that season. So it's almost, I don't want to say we have it to ourselves, but this is just a phenomenal time to go, Denise. You know, because you've been there.
I have. And as you mentioned, this is where we did our honeymoon. We did it exactly this time of year, middle of May, and it was perfect. We did have some other European tourists, but again, none of those big throngs of cruise ships getting dropped off with thousands of passengers. And again, the weather being in the mid to high 70s was quite warm. And so we were able to even experience the beach. The sea there is warm. It's not like going to the Atlantic here or Lake Erie. It stays relatively warm throughout the year. So we even got to experience some beautiful beach time. And again, if you've seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or Mamma Mia or any of those movies, they are not selling you something that you are not going to get delivered. This is stunning. It's so pretty. And again, if you want that mix of adventure and relaxation, this is the perfect trip.
Folks, listen, it's $51.99 per double occupancy. Book by November 19th and save $200 per person. And I would say do it soon because this is going to be a very, very popular trip and we're going to sell out very quickly. Remember, everybody, when you call Denise, tell her, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo. Give her a call at 716-417-7824. And also, you can log on to Colette Travel and you can find out more through Colette Travel at gateway.gocolette.com/link.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A portion of the state's new gun law still cannot be enforced in Erie and Niagara counties. U.S. District Judge John Sinatra Jr. sides with two Buffalo area clerics and gun rights organizations who had sued and sought a hold on enforcement of the law, making it a crime to carry a gun into a place of worship. Erie County D.A. John Flynn reacts.
I'm going to do whatever the law tells me to do. Whatever the statute says, whatever a judge says, I'm going to follow the law, and I'm going to follow what judges tell me to do.
Flynn notes polling places are off limits to bring a weapon, and there may be a conflict Tuesday because some churches serve as polling places. Mayor Brown, Congressman Brian Higgins, and State Senator Tim Kennedy were in East Buffalo detailing more than $95 million in investments planned for infrastructure projects for the community. Brown says a series of meetings will take place to ensure funds are going to where residents want most. The town of Amherst teaming up with NOCA to turn food scrap into compost. It's part of the town's organic recycling program, including working with residents to compost food scraps. The partnership begins in the new year. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
I'll tell you, no respect. No respect at all. My wife, she asked me to take her to a place she's never been before. So I took her into the kitchen.
Today, that might not be as funny as it sounds. As we all know, for the past 2 years, travel has been to the supermarket, and then, of course, travel from the bedroom to the bathroom, the dining room, and the living room. Hopefully, those days are behind us. Did you know that travel to new places can be actually a form of therapy? It's not to escape life. It's so that life doesn't escape you. Travel, it provides the opportunity to see, to taste, and to try new things. Also, to adapt and explore new surroundings, but also to engage with different people, to embrace the total new adventure that only travel can provide. Please, don't be that person who was just too busy when they were younger, or now just too tired because they're older. Take it from me and all of my friends who run the various travel clubs at the senior centers throughout the county. Travel can actually serve as sort of a fountain of youth. It can re-energize and regenerate the human spirit. Oh, here's a question for our announcer. What unforgettable trip is guaranteed to make memories that will last a lifetime?
That's an easy one, Mr. Fitness. It's Senior Radio VIP Tours Greece Island Hopper, hosted by Linda Pellegrino. We're going to Greece next May to discover a place where age-old legends and monuments intertwine with warm sunshine and island-style living. For more information, call Denise at Travel Brilliant, 716-417-7824. That's 716-417-7824.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic week and an even better weekend. And as you know, we always bring a lot of things that are very relevant to what's going on in Western New York to you. And this morning, we're going to continue on a conversation we had with attorney Lindy Korn about a case that she and her team is working on right now. You may have heard about this case. It has to do with Canisius College. So first of all, good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
And Lindy, in studio, I have Kat McCall, who is with your firm, and Brian Melber, who is also an attorney working with you from Personius and Melber. So we have three legal experts on the phone, and also on your end, we have the three plaintiffs who are involved in this. We're going to simply call Jane Doe 1, 2, and 3. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, do you want to just... Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that one special facet of the process of this case from legal representation is that... Kat and I are with the law office of Lindy Korn. Brian Melber is with Melber and Personius. So we are collaborating as a team on this very important case. And I just wanted to highlight that because it's really a new way for lawyers to help one another from different fields. And it really makes a better legal team. And I think that our collaboration is meaningful to our clients and special to us.
I understand. Tell us a little bit about this case.
Well, I'm going to ask Brian to carry that ball right now.
Brian.
Sure. Linda, we represent three young women who were student athletes at Canisius College. All three of them came into Canisius as star athletes, joined the track and cross-country team. And instead of having a great student-athlete experience, what they found was that the team had a culture of discrimination, harassment, and abuse against the women team members. That tone was set by the coach. The coach was hired and supervised by the college. And in that context and in that culture, all three women were subjected to sexual assault by a male team member. And the school, that those assaults were reported to the school, they happened over a course of more than a year. The school failed to investigate, the school failed to take corrective action, and the school failed to protect these women. So it created a program where they were subjected to harassment and abuse because they were women athletes. And the ultimate result was that each one of them was assaulted and then not protected after the assaults happened.
Kat, I'm going to switch over to you for a second. You have three people who are plaintiffs here. Does that make it a stronger case?
I think it certainly can, especially in this instance. And I think one interesting thing about this case and a tragic thing about this case is that had the college and those in power done done the right thing in the first instance, that there would not have been a JD3, that JD3 would not have had the sexual assault and experience that she did had, you know, things been handled properly in the first instance.
Okay, and JD, we're talking about Jane Doe, Jane Doe 3. Okay, we're not revealing the ladies, young ladies' names. Lindy, when did this happen?
I don't have the complaint with me at this moment, so perhaps that's a question that someone else can answer.
Okay, Brian, maybe?
What I can...
This happened sure. over a course of more than a year between 2017 and 2018, Linda.
Okay, and Brian, one of the problems is that this was brought to the attention of the school, and you're alleging that the school did nothing about it.
Yeah, the first of the three assaults was reported almost immediately to the coach, and then that report, as according to the information and evidence we have, made its way up into the administration through the athletic department, and the school failed to investigate that properly, failed to get to the bottom of it, failed to begin a Title IX investigation process, and almost a year later, the assault of the third of our clients happened, and that was a direct result of the school just failing to take the proper action.
Wow.
And Linda,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say, yeah, this is Lindy. I would just like to say there was also, we have alleged, a reporting by another student who was associated, I believe, with a student newspaper who had no relationship with JD 1, 2, or 3. And he wrote a letter, and that letter was ignored as well.
Mm. Kat, when do you think this will actually come to court?
I mean, by the time we just recently prevailed on the majority of our claims on a motion to dismiss, so we're beginning the discovery process now, so that could easily take, you know, a year or two. So I imagine, you know, when all is said and done, it might not see a courtroom until 3-4 years from now.
It seems like, you know, I understand, you know, justice is blind and she holds the two scales, but it seems like when it takes so long, it doesn't help, you know, your plaintiffs when they're just kind of in limbo, you know, waiting for this, you know, to be heard.
I agree.
So, go ahead, Lindy. I will say one other thing about that. The court, the Western District of New York, has a mandatory mediation process. And Linda, we've talked about mm-hmm. mediation before. And so that is something that is ahead of us that who knows what will happen, but that's another process that could create some justice sooner.
Mm. So it could go to mediation.
It will go to mediation.
It will go. What do you hope gets resolved in mediation? How do you think, or how would you hope it would get resolved?
Well, that's a very complicated process, but basically I would hope that our clients would be heard. We would, of course, listen to the other side as well. And in mediation, we wouldn't be necessarily resolving all of what happened, but we would be resolving what kind of justice can be had, both monetarily and making sure that there's prevention going forward. Those would be some of the themes.
Is Jane Doe 1 available?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Listen, let me ask you this. What made you come forward, and how long was it before you realized there was a second and a third alleged victim as well?
So I guess, being a student athlete and signing on to college is like supposed to be one of the best times of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a little. But then, as a kid, I was taught growing up is if you see something that's wrong, if people are doing the wrong thing, speak up, go to an adult. that's what you're taught your whole life. So after I started seeing, all of these things, these bad things happen, and I heard about what had happened to Jane Doe 2, and then you start to see this repeating with Jane Doe 3, it was the time to speak up. And unfortunately, in our experience, I did follow that philosophy that you're taught as a kid. We all did. And unfortunately, the adults that were there, they didn't help. So, when you do everything that, you're told is supposed to be the right thing, and there's nobody there to help, that's kind of where we were at with, taking it one step further, looking somewhere out for someone outside of our environment to hopefully help us and to hear us.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing is we definitely were not heard.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Thank you so much. Jane Doe 2, you're here with us as well, right?
Yes, hi.
Hi, listen, so did you ultimately change schools and are you still running?
No, I finished out my schooling at Canisius.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one of the three of us to be assaulted by the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up it was too late for me to switch schools at that point. And no, I did not run anymore after what happened.
Oh, that is such a shame. And our young lady number three, Jane Doe number three. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing with the time that this is all taking to get to court? How are you doing with all of that? And how confident are you in your team? They certainly feel like they are ready to go, and then they certainly have your best interests at heart.
Personally, I know we all agree that the sooner the better with everything, but we know we're in good hands, and we know the time will come for justice.
And what do you feel would be justice?
Well, personally, I know there's already been a coaching change within the school, but I think something needs to be done within the school so that it doesn't happen again, first and foremost, and something with Huckle and the perpetrator as well.
Mm. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you. Brian, let me ask you this. What could have been done differently?
There's a lot that could have been done differently, Linda. When the first report came in from the first assault, Canisius should have immediately initiated a Title IX investigation. It should have interviewed every witness. It should have gotten to the bottom of those allegations and then taken appropriate action, not only with regard to the individual who assaulted our client, but also within the program. Now, Title IX has a process where the school has a responsibility not just to identify an individual who's responsible for a specific act of assault, but to identify and investigate and then do correction for any person in the system, in their school, that is discriminating against, harassing, or not giving women equal opportunity in an athletic program. And in this instance, that Title IX process should have been pointed at the coach and at this program, so that the tone of the program, that the culture in the program, and that the coach would have been held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have made a world of difference. And they failed to do that at that time. They failed to do that when the second report came in. They failed to do it for months and months thereafter. And it wasn't until well after the third of these three assaults took place that the school finally began a Title IX process. But even then, Linda, they didn't focus any attention on the coach or the program. They simply focused on the individual who had the male team member who had committed the assaults. That was a mistake, and it was never rectified by the college. They still have never looked into this coach. They've never taken appropriate action about the coach and the program, and they continue to not take that action.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there time-wise, but we will be talking about this again soon here on Senior Radio. But the bottom line is Lindy Korn is all about discrimination and discrimination cases. If you find you need her services or this incredible team, please give her a call at 856-CORN. That's 856-CORN with a K. Lindy Korn, age discrimination, sex discrimination, religious discrimination, so many different cases, and mediation as well. Her number is 856-CORN. That's 856-KORN. You may want to call her today.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to say a special shout out to everybody we saw in Clarence the other day. It was wonderful. They were having kind of a wellness fair, and we saw hundreds of our listeners, and we thank you for all your wonderful comments about how the show is helping you, and that's what it's all about. We also have fun on this show, and I like to also reveal kind of a fun science fact of the day. Get this, both male and female butterflies have taste receptors on their feet. These taste receptors help them locate their host plants and find food. A female butterfly will also land on different plants and drum the leaves with her feet. Spines on the back of her legs have chemoreceptors that detect the right match of plant chemicals. When she finds a match, she knows where to lay her eggs. You know, we think bugs are dumb, and I'm telling you, interesting, just interesting, the kinds of things that they are supplied with. to keep their species going. Anyway, kind of fun to listen to. Also, what's interesting to listen to is legal news that can help you today. And when we turn to the Stamm Law Firm and their family of attorneys, we're talking about a group of educated people who can help you today. They get a lot of questions, folks, because they specialize in so many things. And right now, we've got Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, Amanda Townsend, and Elisa Rossler standing by. And let me tell you, these folks really know what they're talking about when it comes to estate planning and things like protecting a house, right? I mean, they get a lot of questions about that. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Linda. How are you today?
Good, thank you. So tell us what we mean when we're talking about protecting a house.
Well, Linda, when we talk about protecting a house, we're talking about protecting that home for your future heirs. So that if something were to happen and you were to go into a nursing home, Medicaid can't place a lien against that house, and we're ultimately saving that house as an inheritance to your loved one.
Now, do you need a certain legal form for that to happen?
Yeah, Linda, it's called a life estate deed. And, you know, Linda, this is so important in the Western New York community. What we're finding is people really love their home that they've lived in a long time, and they want their kids to get it. One of them maybe wants to move in or at least let them have it and they can sell it. So it's called a life estate deed, and it gives the person the ability to stay in the home until they pass away, or if they go to a nursing home, like Elisa said, they can't attach it with a lien because they've done that planning ahead of time.
So a lot of people who may be listening to this will think automatically, if something happens to me, my kids will get my house. Not necessarily. That's important to know.
That's true, Linda. And, you know, in addition to the life estate deed that my brother mentioned, there's trust that we can do to protect these houses. Elisa does these trusts every single day of her life because the house is super, super important to people. And it sometimes it's their largest asset, let's be honest.
Well, let me ask this. Let's say we're down to one surviving person in the house, okay? And maybe you're starting to notice that your health isn't what it should be, and you really don't know about the future. Would that be the perfect time to come in and get this on paper?
I would say absolutely, but even so, you should be thinking about it before it gets to that point, because as Elisa stated, you can set it up ahead of time so that your home as one of your assets is protected in the event that you have to go into a nursing home. You know, no one plans to do that, and nobody really wants that to happen, but, you know, the reality is that it could. So if you can set this up ahead of time, it protects the home for your heirs. But in addition to that, putting your home into a life estate deed also takes it out of probate, which means that your family, upon your passing, will automatically own your home without having to do any further legal work.
Wow, that's huge. There's a reason right there. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about, I know your basic three covers power of attorney, will, and healthcare proxy, but there are, I understand there are now versions of a power of attorney, and it's very important that you get the right one.
Linda, I'm going to say unfortunately, because it's unfair to clients. I've had clients bring in what they thought were valid power of attorney documents, thinking that they were done properly and executed correctly, and it's sad for me to tell them that they're not. They're not only documents that are conflicting, and I don't know whether people are piecing these things together, or they're taking stuff off the internet, and they're using other states by accident, or what have you. But people need to understand that there was a power of attorney document that's consistent throughout New York State as of 2021, I think June, right? And that's the one that should be used, and it's very comprehensive. And it's very protective because we use these powers of attorney to protect assets, very expensive assets, and sometimes we use it to strategize, to save money. A few minutes ago, Elisa talked about Medicaid and the nursing homes. If you don't have the right power of attorney, you will not be able to take advantage of the strategies that we use to protect assets. Could you imagine how sad that would be if I have to tell a family, I can't help you because you don't have the right documents?
You know, I'm thinking right now there are people who are listening to this segment who are saying to themselves, well, I know I've got the right documents. Some of these people may have the wrong ones. How would you know?
Well, Linda, that's pretty easy for us to review when they come in for a consultation. I take a look at all the prior documents that people have, and sometimes they are enough, but sometimes there's minor tweaks that we have to do to make sure that they're sufficient as of the law today. And in addition to that, too, with the five-year look back, it's better to do things now than to wait until an event happens, because once an event happens, all of a sudden, we may not have that 5 years to work with, and we can absolutely protect more when we have more time to work with.
You know, that's just a great reminder for people. If you haven't been in to see your attorney, if you haven't made that appointment to see the stamps and have your legal documents looked at, okay, and it's been a few years, it really is worth it to go in and do it. I'll give you a case in point. My father had gotten sick first. Now my mother is sick, but they assured us all of their legal documents were in order. Well, my dad passed, and my sister went to the attorney. She went to a third attorney because the attorney who worked on their papers passed away and closed the office. Well, they went and they finally had everything looked at, and guess what? There were certain documents my parents never signed. They did them, but when they got mailed to them, they never signed them. So you can imagine what had to happen all over again because they weren't diligent. Being diligent on these things keeps you in control of what your wishes are, whether they're down the road for you, if you're in the hospital, or even after you pass. And that's the biggest problem with aging for a lot of people, is losing that sense of control. And folks, it just doesn't have to happen. You can have people sleeping well at night by making sure all of these documents, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Planning is the key, Linda. Absolutely. We say it in our advertising because we're trying to be informational to people. Plan, plan, plan. You can never plan too early. And the planning can be in stages based on your age or your place in life. But planning is the key. Don't delay it. I know it's not easy to talk about. Who wants to talk about their death, mm-hmm. right? It's hard. But as my brother and I talk about, it's hard, but it has to get done because you're, dare I say, you're doing your family a disservice by not planning. Try to avoid it. Doesn't help anybody in the end.
Absolutely. It only gets more complicated. Look, folks, whether it's estate planning, trust work, Medicaid, the basic three, power of attorney, will and health care proxy, the Stamm Law Firm is on your side. They have enough attorneys with experience in so many fields. All you have to do is go to them. 631-5767, Stamm, Stamm Law Firm. Make that stammlaw.com with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And you tell them, Linda Pellegrino said we should go. And we listened to her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts,
whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.